Good. Call the meeting to order. Resolution for June 16th, 231.
No moving.
You move second. Any discussion? This is establishing a policy for excused leave of Ulster County personnel classified as department heads, managerial staff, legislative employees, and board of election employees during volunteer emergency response. This was talked about. I take it you have all the differences ironed out?
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
240. Authorize the purchase and installation of energy efficient and economically consciously light fixtures at the Ulster County Law Enforcement Center in 40 accounts, Ulster County, New York, at a maximum cost of $12,237. Authorize the issue of 12,237 bonds of Ulster County to pay the cost thereof. Moved by James. Second by Chris. Discussion.
Is this the question? Is Tracy here?
No. Yeah, this is the question that if we're going to
bond, not bond.
And,
okay.
And Bert said he'd just give you authorization to do such, and okay, depending on the time, if he will not. Any other discussion?
Who's installing them? Is that the Public Works Department, or is it a private
vendor? I would imagine public. I think it's something to do with Central Hudson, a subcontractor. I'm guessing.
Yeah, what's that, those subcontractors? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any?
Sales tax. Do we have any knowledge about what happened with sales tax so far?
DOB?
No.
Jonathan? Anyone? Anyone know what happened with sales tax legislation?
I know it passed one house.
With what?
The sales tax legislation. I think we did receive. I got a letter, yes. Yes, we did. I'm sorry. I got a letter saying that it was passed.
Both houses?
I got a letter from the assembly saying it was passed.
Oh, that's big deal. Good. I believe they passed the Senate already.
Well, Mike,
who?
It's Mike. Did you guys get an email on that, too? I'm sorry.
What's that?
Did everybody get that email?
Which one?
From the gentleman who had bid on that property, his son.
I didn't get it.
No, I didn't.
He won it at the tax sale. It's a vacant piece of property with a house that had been damaged. It's been uninhabitable for, I think he said, 10 years. And he won it he was the high bidder at the tax sale, paid the $51,000, and he just received the notice from the county saying the previous owner paid $51,001. So he's not getting it. Out-of-pocket costs. I mean, shouldn't the county be kind of obligated to some...
No, because it's under... When you do things like that, there's obligations and responsibilities that you might be responsible for.
But haven't we not given property back to people that's...
No,
that's,
once they have the right...
After auction.
Yeah, we have given it back.
Have we denied it at times?
We have denied what? What do you mean?
Giving it back.
We have one we're denying right now.
Yep.
No, if somebody wins a bid at auction,
right,
and then the previous owner comes and pays the amount, do we always give it back after auction, or we've denied it after auction?
Yeah, they have to pay $1 more.
Yeah, we've done that.
But we'll always give it every single time. That's
no,
what I'm getting at.
Here's you adopted a resolution.
2003?
No, I think it was like 6 maybe or something like that. Anyway, that established a policy whereby if the original owner came after the auction and was able to pay to the Commissioner of Finance $1 more than the amount bid, not the taxes, the amount bid, that property would be returned to the original owner. But it only applies to properties where it's being inhabited, either a residential property or a property that is a commercial property and has a business that's operating in it, okay? We have one right now where the individual is attempting to do that and it's vacant land, so the policy doesn't allow for vacant land.
But what if the house has not been lived in for 10 years?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so as long as there's a structure on it. It doesn't have to be livable, as long as there's a structure on it.
But he has to go back and live in it.
He's got to go back and live in it.
How long does he have to live in it?
Well, he should be. He said, "Send me the email."
He has to.
I'll forward it to you.
Forward the email to me, okay? Because I haven't seen that.
I just got it.
I don't think the Commissioner of Finance saw it either. Okay.
He knows about it.
Oh, you spoke to him.
It's in Normaltown. I didn't speak to him though.
I did.
Don spoke to Bert about it.
Okay.
I got the email and I called Bert. And he was aware of it, and he reiterated the policy that was just told to us. And based upon that policy, I said, well, who do you know about it? We're going to be meeting on it tonight.
I'm fine with the policy as long as it's consistent, because I swear we've sold properties at tax sales. The people have come back to buy it, and we said it's too late. So as long as we're consistent, I don't care what we do. But it's
well, it depends if it's the original owner or not that comes back. Sometimes people come. Send me the email so I can see it, okay? If there's an issue about whether
that's
or not.
My only concern is consistency.
But I think, not to muddy the water, but I think there's a little twist that they can buy it back up until tonight when we pass the resolution.
Right.
Tomorrow they can't.
They couldn't.
Right, it's up to,
right.
So there might
be
a calendar.
I thought there were instances where people had come to us to buy property back. Maybe it was just vacant land. I honestly don't remember. But we said, no, after the tax sale, you lose all rights to it. But that may be vacant property.
It's not up to the tax. It's up to the time the resolutions are either accepted or rejected.
Okay.
And we have some outstanding cases in front of the court right now where people have filed order to show causes and petitions at the last minute, the day of the tax sale. Those properties are not in front of you. The policy of the Commissioner of Finance is if these people can come up with the money, the original owners.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right?
I don't have a
problem.
So, like I said, as long as it's consistent.
Last year's budget cycle that a gentleman came before the legislature, mm-hmm. and he said that his wife was dying of brain cancer and he wasn't aware that he was in arrears. And didn't we approve a resolution to offer him to buy it again, but then something fell through.
A couple of years ago.
He didn't have the money at the time.
He didn't have the money.
He wanted you to forgive the taxes.
Yeah, that was a town of Lloyd.
But I think he did get the property back eventually.
But something did work out.
No, last year we did have a
gentleman. Last year we had a gentleman from Marlboro who actually lost the property. There was another bidder that bid on it, and there again there was a confusion about who actually put the bid in, because they thought they were in joint. They're bidding jointly, but evidently the doctor put the bid in underneath his name, underneath that he wanted the property.
He had an agreement with him he didn't live up to. Okay.
So, I mean, that we did do that last year.
We took that out of the...
And they did pay $1 more than what the bid was.
We took that out of the list.
Listen, I'm all for giving it back, keeping it in the right owner. I don't have any issue with it.
And the other thing with that one was we delayed it for 30 days until he came up with, or 60 days until he came up with the money.
I have no problem. And
we adjourn. We consent to adjournments in court when they show us that. Give us something. Show us something that you have the money, or some people sell something else, another piece of property. But show us that you were operating in good faith. We will adjourn and adjourn and adjourn to make sure that it goes back to the original owner.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other new business? Old business? No business? Motion to adjourn. Carl? Oh, motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.